What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast to help you ignite your action and reach your goals in far more than just health and wellness. Today, we'll be talking about holistic spring cleaning. What is that, you may be wondering? Well, it's clearing your space for your mind, your body, your soul, and your home. Join us as we dive into the tips, experiences, and this conversation today. As always, we are your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Ism Hadahat. Let's see where this takes us. Man, spring cleaning. I told you I started off this a few weeks ago and it was like three bags of clothes I gave away. It was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, hey, that's good stuff though. Giving them away instead of throwing them out. That's important right there. That's good for the mind, the soul. There you go. And it helps out other people and puts clothes on their body. Oh, and gets it out of your house. All four right there.
Yeah, you literally hit all of them. I didn't even think about it. That was good.
Yeah, had to try.
Have you had any spring cleaning? I feel like we talked about something today.
We're getting into it now, Megan and I, because our apartments are doing an inspection and there's like new owners that took over and they're like, we're going to look at all the appliances. We're going to look at general cleanliness and stuff like that. So now like the panic in me is like, we got to deep scrub everything from like the sinks, the toilets, the bathtubs, the showers, like everything in the, got the self cleaner going in the oven, all that. So taking it to the next level. And like me and Megan already have, we just do it every Saturday morning. We have like cleaning routine that we do where we go through and clean all that stuff. But now this is the time of year when, you know, you make the effort to pull everything out away from the walls to get the dust and stuff that's gone behind those things. So that's what we're doing now. And with Nala, it's like 98% dog hair.
Behind. I was gonna say,
we pull our dresser out, dog hair. Pull out the TV stand, dog hair. It's just everywhere because she just sheds like crazy.
I think even this time of the year, anybody who lives in like an apartment complex too, we have. I think I saw a sign when I was going downstairs doing my laundry today. Like pest control is coming too. Like I don't know how often they come in, but there was a sign for that. There's different cleaning going on, so. It is, I guess, good timing. And I also thought it was funny when we were talking about the subjects we wanted to go over today and record, we both didn't really know when spring started. I feel like it's almost a forgotten, like, hey, spring starts on this day and it's literally next week.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I thought it was further into April, but I guess not. So we'll get things rolling. We'll get you prepped for your spring cleaning, not just the home, but holistically as we go through today.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into home a little bit more. What have you found? Obviously, besides the feeling clean and having a space that's more open, maybe depending on the type of cleaning we're doing. What are some things that you felt after doing some cleaning around the apartment, around the home? What are some benefits you felt? Anything that comes up there?
Yeah. So house wise, it's not just because we have like our every Saturday thing, nothing too different. Say that one thing that I need to be better about, and I'm trying to get better about at least once a week, cleaning off my desk, because I use sticky notes, like color coordinated sticky notes for everything. And as the week goes on, whenever I need to make a note of something, unless it's like notes for like clients and stuff, if it's like things I need to do by the end of the week, my whole like surface is just covered in either sticky notes with notes on them. Ones that I've done whatever was on them and just crumbled them up and like set them there because I don't have a garbage can in here. Maybe that's the solution. So it's just like it looks cluttered. But my thing always is like, especially with my office, I need it to be for me to like be able to think clearly. I need to make sure I keep it clean. And every time my desk gets cluttered, it's just like I get to the point where I'm like, I have to do this right now. It just becomes the most important thing once it hits a certain point.
Well, have you found like an ideal, I think you may have said it like weekly type of thing. What has been kind of ideal for you as far as often?
Yeah, across me and Megan just do like, I don't know, it probably takes us 1 to 2 hours on Saturday mornings, but we just have like a list of things that we do. So it's like Megan will like wipe down everything in the kitchen, like clean off the surfaces, dust, the stainless steel stuff, like use that whatever stainless steel cleaner or whatever. I'll do like our common area, like living room area of that room, like Windex coffee table, because it's a glass, the windows, the sliding door, like all that. So like we just kind of have our things of where we start, and then we just move throughout the house to the different rooms of like each of the bathrooms, bedroom. But it's like, make sure the surfaces are clean. Once everything's off them, dust them, then put some cleaner on them, and then good to go from there. But yeah, it's pretty simple stuff. Then like vacuum mop the floors, because all of our floors are not hardwood, but like that, I don't know what to call it. Like, it's like the fake hardwood.
Gotcha. I feel like I know.
I don't know what it's actually called, but yeah, that. So like vacuum mop, but yeah, nothing too crazy. But we do all that like every Saturday, or if we're like really busy on Saturday, we'll do it on Sunday morning. Nice. But it takes us like 1 to 2 hours, and then we never have to worry about like panicking to clean up if people are coming over or things like that.
I like that. We have a similar approach. I wish it doesn't feel like we have the time to do. And again, you know, when it's something important, you could find the time to do it. It doesn't feel like we have the time to do like a deep clean every weekend. So I feel like our sweet spot has been either a week or biweekly. We do at least like a vacuum and dusting, especially because I'll be sneezing. I mean, both of us would be sneezing everywhere. And then if that much more time goes by in between, then it's like, okay, well, we really have to get a deep clean. Let's do the floors. Let's do this. Let's put away some other things there. So we've definitely felt that too.
Yeah, it's needed. We definitely didn't used to be this good at it. It used to be like very sporadic, like couple, maybe once or twice a month, we would actually go through and like deep clean. We just found it was easier to fall into like the habit, the rhythm of it, just doing it weekly and kind of making it non-negotiable. And then like, if you do miss a week, it's not that bad because you're just going to pick it up again the next week. But this was like the easiest way for us to just commit to it. The one room, and it drives me crazy, is this room that gets the worst, because it's also like, this is the office / storage room. So like,
gotcha.
This is where all of our like decorations and things like that live. And we have a closet over here that a bunch of stuff goes into, but it's just, that's the one thing of when we're transitioning in between decorations or seasons, stuff just gets thrown in here for like a couple weeks until it gets put packaged up in the closet correctly. So I find myself kind of losing my mind every so often about this, just because it is storage / my office, not just an office. Apartment living.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure then like once it's cleaned up, you feel more like mentally clear. That's how I felt. And, you know, same thing with the office space. Like when we finally decided to get rid of some things, open up some space, I was like looking around, hey, how can we move the space too? So I think that was also the benefit of doing the spring cleaning when it comes to physical space, whether it's your home, or your office. You look around, if you get rid of things, you free up some space. It gives you time to like rearrange the room. And we've done that in some of this office space in particular. And then our bedroom looks bigger because we even moved. We have a drying rack for clothes when we're not putting everything in the dryer. We freed up so much space too.
Yeah, I love rearranging rooms because I feel like it gives it a fresh moved in feel almost.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
We haven't done it at all since we moved in here besides the office, but that's more because we have furniture now that we didn't have then. Like I got the standing desk. We got a futon to put in here so Nala can lay in here with me and stuff like that. So it's just more things now. So we had to rearrange, but at our last apartment, we changed the way our bedroom was set up, I think 3 times.
Ooh,
and it was just like cool because it made it fresh each time. So if things feel stale, maybe give it a shot.
Nice.
But I used to love that. I think it stems from when I was a kid, Christmas. We had a tree and a train platform that would go up in our living room. So the couches, the coffee table, the recliners, everything had to get rearranged so those could fit in their spots, like in front of the window and then off in the corner. So it was the month, like once we decorated for Christmas, like going back to the normal setup when that stuff was gone, it always felt so relieving because it went from being more congested to having so much more open space. And I just remember that like feeling as I was growing up, going through those different years. So maybe it's that, maybe it just transitioned over into I need to change the way a room's set up every so often, but that won't work in here, really. It won't work in our main room, maybe our bedroom, but we haven't done any of it since we moved in here, just the last place.
Yeah, I've always felt like that with holidays, too. When you finally put down decorations, like, whoa, we really had all this room here.
Yeah, nah, that was it's a cool feeling, but at the same time, I love the other side of it, too, of actually putting them up. So give and take.
Nice. Yeah, well, with clearing space and, you know, being able to welcome more room, habits and lifestyle, I feel like these two can kind of get combined together. But have you found yourself kind of doing a spring cleaning holistically in that sense? Hey, I'm not happy with this habit that I have or what I'm doing here in a different setting of my life. And how have you worked towards that?
There hasn't been anything big this year, I would say, which I'm pretty happy with, because in years past there has been. I'd say the big one for me, it was either a year or two ago. I honestly can't remember, but it was just, I was at a friend's wedding early in the year. And I basically just stopped drinking as much as I was after that. Cause I woke up, I felt terrible the next day. And all that. So I made that the point of, okay, I'm going to do, okay. Yeah. It was last year. Cause that was the first time I did 75 hard was that. And that was the thing of like, let's get the discipline, let's get the focus. So I stopped drinking as much as I was, not that it was like any major concern or anything like that for me. It was like more of a personal choice just to limit it. So now what works for me is like when I go to a brewery, that's the type of like drinking I actually enjoy. So that's what I will drink. And outside of that, if I'm at a restaurant or something like that, I don't necessarily see the point in getting like a domestic beer that I could get anywhere if I wanted to. So that was just a way of kind of refocusing that. And also the Whoop data going into that.
Yeah.
That is by far the worst negative impact that I have. I think the other lowest one is like -6%. This one's like -14% to my recovery. So it just kind of emphasizes how bad alcohol actually is for our body whenever I see that. And it's every single time after I drink, the day after I drink, when I get my recovery score, it's almost always in the red. So
it's the worst.
That's been one big thing.
Hey, I had a good time. And then you wake up the next morning and you feel, and this is specifically talking about the days that you actually feel okay after a night like that. And then you look at any type of trackable device you have, whether it's Whoop or Fitbit or Apple Watch. And if they track like HRV and all those other numbers, you're just like, oh God, yeah, this isn't good.
Yeah, it's so bad. So that was a big one for me last year as I was going through it. I just made it a point to kind of cut that out more to where it's like very selective for me. So that was a big one. Trying to think if there's anything else that comes to mind, like spring cleaning why, or what do we call it? Holistic spring cleaning, but in the habits lifestyle side. Honestly, I feel like last year, the biggest thing was doing 75 hard for the first time, because that reinforced the importance of committing to yourself, staying with it, and building meaningful habits. They have their set thing that they do, but it translated into everything else. Cause when it came to, you know, commitments I had for my jobs, it made it easier to follow through, cause I'm already used to committing to something and following through for myself and no one else. So it's so much easier to do it when it's for myself and for someone else. So I'd say that was the biggest thing, is just like finding a way to continue to reinforce that discipline, basically, was the biggest thing.
Well, you said doing something for yourself. Well, you said doing something for yourself, and that immediately made me think about, there was a stretch of time where I was feeling super irritable. Obviously being tired came with that, and not wanting to do anything outside of the workspace and even just invitational things that would come up. And I wanted to change that, and I realized one of the things that I want to get rid of, whether it's that it was a habit at the time, but part of my lifestyle, was I was just a yes man. If anything came up, I would say yes over and over again. And then I realized over time, I didn't have enough time for myself to do the little things I wanted to do around the apartment with Monica, with some friends, even a simple conversation with family. It's like, oh, I don't have time to do that. And the realization came because I had a conversation. There was a few conversations. I had one with my mom and she said, hey, I just wanted to talk to you. I don't want to bother you. And it was that phrase of I don't want to bother you that hit kind of hard. And I didn't want anybody to feel like they were bothering me. And if it wasn't a good time, I want to be able to like openly speak about it. So that was one thing. But that whole theme there was being the yes man. I wanted to stop doing that. I wanted to clean up that habit that I had. So I feel more confident and comfortable saying no now. Granted, we talked about this in one of the episodes as far as like the guilt behind it. It's still there. It's still lingering. And sometimes I feel guilty saying no, but that's really been something I've been working on. It's like, let's clean this up. Let's get rid of it. It's okay to say no. And that's been definitely my focus, at least in this time of the year. And honestly, for the rest of the year, I really want to strengthen that.
That's awesome. And it goes perfect with the guilt of saying no episode that we just had released, I think a couple episodes back now. So if you haven't heard that, tune into that because it has dropped some great insight on that, that goes even deeper than what he just mentioned here. But that one, that's such a powerful share, I think, because it really focuses on what we said at the top. It's clearing your head. It's clearing your soul because you're able to commit and give yourself kind of the ability to be with the people that you care about most, have those conversations to where they don't feel like they're bothering you because you're open and receptive, but also you can put a boundary up when needed of, hey, I have XYZ to do right now. How about we talk tomorrow or talk in a couple hours? So really just a good balance in general across all the areas that we talked about minus home. So pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. It feels good to work on it. It's one of those things where it doesn't feel like, oh, I have to work towards this now. It almost feels organic. And I want to continue to find different areas of my life where, okay, right now, that's something I want to work towards. I don't have to do anything there.
Love that. Because it's reclaiming your time too by saying no to commitments. So in theory, you're cleaning out your calendar of things that don't serve your purposes, whether it's family commitments, things that you want to do for yourself, things that you need to do for yourself, even for different like aspects of what you have going on. I mean, you're a busy guy this year. You're getting married in what, September, right?
Yeah,
September. So a lot going on with that, I'm sure. I can't even begin to imagine how much you're trying to balance right now.
Yeah, a lot of good. So I think that's the importance of trying to free up some time with things that don't necessarily have to take the time now over, the important things there. Good old spring cleaning.
Perfect. And I think that's a great place to wrap up the show today. So as we wrap up another episode of Action Ignited, if you have not already, go ahead and subscribe. Or if you're new, go ahead and subscribe. Share it with a friend if you found value in today's episode about spring cleaning, cleaning out your mind, body, soul, and your home. And if you have any stories that you'd love to share with us or any questions for us, you can reach out to us on social media at Action Ignited or just drop us an email in the email in our description. And with that, until next time, stay ignited.